Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9.
Okay, let's talk about what we're going to do, Macca.
Yeah.
The objective of this segment is to showcase a selection of queer candidates who are coming into local government elections. None of these candidates have been previously councillors.
Now, we know there are plenty more queer candidates. We just don't have enough time to cover all of them.
Now, we also need to say that we've randomly selected them, so we haven't prioritised anything other than to say that we've prioritised two for the city of Port Phillip, because that's going to be the future home of the Victorian Pride Centre. And, of course, Joy and many other queer orgs.
Now, each candidate, I believe, has signed Victorian Pride Lobby's Rainbow Pledge.
And each candidate gets the same amount of time and the same questions.
And we complete each interview with an opportunity for each candidate to give listeners their final pitch.
And we will allow you, the listener, to make up your own mind about the candidates.
Cool. So,
first candidate, Macca.
Introduce, please, Tass.
Is Geoffrey Connaughan. Geoffrey Connaughan is running for a ward in the city of Port Phillip.
Welcome, Geoffrey. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. Hi, Tass.
Good morning to you.
Okay, Geoffrey. Now, first question, and you get a minute 30 to answer. I encourage you to use that time because it's a way to communicate with our listeners. And, of course, these interviews will be on podcast. So the first question is, as an LGBTQI plus person, what obstacles or barriers, if any, do you anticipate to your ability to contribute to council decisions?
Macca, 2021, the city of Port Phillip, it is a progressive community. I personally don't anticipate that there's going to be any barriers for my participation as an active councillor. My focus is going to be obviously, as a gay man, making sure that we maintain the visibility of the queer plus community in the city of Port Phillip. So there's always the risk of becoming complacent, but we know from all sorts of research that queer people are more poorly paid than the Australian average. There are health issues, there's housing issues. So while we have a quality of opportunity, because all sorts of ground has been broken, I still reckon that we need to aim for quality of outcome with a whole lot of issues. So I will continue advocacy in spite of all the gains that have been made.
Thank you, Geoffrey. Thanks. Geoffrey, I need to let you know that we don't have the best audio from you. Perhaps if you could move into a slightly better space, we could hear you better.
Sure.
Second question to you. We note that you, like all the other candidates this morning, have signed the Rainbow Pledge. Should you be elected to council, how will you deliver on your commitments to the Rainbow Pledge, especially if you are the only queer councillor?
Well, having had a look at the pledge, I'm really pleased that council candidates were asked to sign it, but there's so many things that the city of Port Phillip has already on the path. Well, they've achieved it. They're not on the path to it. They've done it. So, you know, flying the flag, having a queer plus action plan, having an advisory committee. That's all tick 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 for the city of Port Phillip. In terms of attending the Pride March, it happened 25 metres from my front door, and it will be in Lake Ward. Fitzroy Street is towards it I'm standing for. So it's something that I attend, and something that I'll be I hope to be able to march in as a councillor. So to me, the Rainbow Pledge, I think, was about bringing a lot of other communities and councils up to speed and reach a joining Port Phillip in a position of queer plus.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Geoffrey, should you be elected as an LGBTQI plus councillor?
Yes.
What can our community expect for you? What are the sort of things that you'd like to achieve?
Well, it just won't be for, you know, I'm obviously, you know, not running as a candidate for the gay community, even though there's a large number of queer plus residents in the city of Port Phillip, and particularly in Lakewood. But Macca, my focus, my overarching focus is I want to establish a resident and trader charter in the city of Port Phillip, and this is the result of feedback from lots of people who think that the residents have become sometimes tertiary or further down, you know, even fourth or fifth place on the consideration of council and councillors. The charter that I'm proposing would recognise residents as being the principal stakeholder by value or by volume or any other measurement of council, and that council must focus on issues that are of benefit to the residents, and not be distracted by either glamorous opportunities, I call them, or things that are going to build the individual councillor's political career. So a bit of thinking inside the square, I call it, Macca. Don't get distracted by a whole range of other issues.
Thank you.
Inside the square, there we go. Geoffrey, next question. Can you promise, and do you commit to our community, that you will actively oppose any council policy or program which discriminates against LGBTIQ plus people? And if so, how will you go about this?
Well, the answer, of course, is yes. I mean, I'm a gay man, so I'm certainly not going to be accepting any action which is discriminatory. I think we need to understand, all councillors need to understand that there's actually laws that prohibit that, and I think I'd be more likely to be looking out for the little things that disadvantage or don't act in the interests of our community. The more,
for example,
more passive things. What was that?
For example,
well, I. Good question, Tass. I can't think of any examples of things that could potentially disadvantage us. But I'd be looking at things that could advantage the queer plus community. Given that we now have laws to protect us against discrimination, so it's more the vigilance stuff to make sure that we've got a voice and that we have visibility.
Cool. Thank you.
Now, Geoffrey, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you, you've actually got 90 seconds coming up, which is your second pitch. As I said, I encourage you to use that 90 seconds to tell us and our listeners why should the voters in the city of Port Phillip in Lake Ward vote for you?
Sure. Do you want me to start? Are you going to hit the go button, or
go, Geoffrey?
Yep, go. I'm standing as an independent. I am unharnessed by any state political party agenda, and I've also committed in my website and promised numerous times I will not be standing for state or federal parliament. Therefore, I'm not going to use voters' endorsement to build my own personal political career. I'm the only, one of the few candidates who hasn't previously stood for state or federal parliament. Certainly the three major parties are running candidates, but they've all done that. This is part of the bigger picture for them to get into, to get around the big table in Spring Street. My focus is going to be on the city of Port Phillip.
Okay. You've still got a little bit there. Is there anything else you wanted to say, Geoffrey?
Yep, sure. Well, I mean, I was as well as having a well thought through set of policies that are focused on the city of Port Phillip. They're all on my website. I reckon I've got the corporate and career background that suits the depth and breadth of work that a councillor has to undertake.
Yeah.
So I think I've done my 90 seconds there, mate.
You have. So thank you, Geoffrey. I want to thank you for your time, but also thank you for putting yourself
forward
up for election in the city of Port Phillip. I encourage everyone, think about your vote if you haven't already done it. Remember, it closes, I think, at 6 p.m. this Friday, postal ballots.
Yep. About only half the people in Lake Ward had their vote received as of yesterday afternoon.
Okay,
so there's still half to go.
There's still a lot. They're probably in Australia Post somewhere, Geoffrey.
They're somewhere, but the voters don't have to think too hard. They've just got to think one Conaghan. I'd be happy with that.
There you go. Okay.
Don't overthink it, folks. Don't overthink it.
That's
vote
right.
One Geoffrey Conaghan. Back a Tash, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
all you. The best and best wishes, Geoffrey. And perhaps once you do get in council, you might come back and chat with us again.
Yep.
That'd be a pleasure.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.